ita ola Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira imchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection which yours truly your boy uBig Mike aka Mike Hove. Welcome youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle once again lamhlanje. Today is Tuesday the 25th of June 2019. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira imchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the economic situation in the country following the dumping of the nation's multi-currency system. For those that do not know, Minister of Finance uProfessor Mthuli Ncube yesterday announced ukuthi ilizwe lethu does not use multi-currencies anymore. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, imali ekunze kwenyika, ma US dollar, ma pula nema rand, anzina Professor Mthuli Ncube, they do not work in the country anymore. This means that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe now only has one official trade tender in the country. That means kana muri muZimbabwe mofa ngoshandisa ma RTGS, Eco Cash, uyeje ma bond notes. In a meeting today with journalists, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated government's position, something that was echoed by Professor Mthuli Ncube yesterday. Let's take a look.
How much money do you think Zimbabwe could make from the sale of ivory if you got the message?
Zimbabwe has gone back to normalcy. And the normalcy is a country must have its own currency. That's normalcy. We were living in an abnormal situation, and you should be the first to congratulate us for becoming normal again. As regarding the second aspect of your question about, the national currency, what we've removed with the basket of currencies, we've removed them. And our current currency is denominated either by the coins, the bond note, or the RTG. All that is domestic. It's still allowed to do the national transactions in the economy. But we have not banned the possession of any other currency, except you cannot transact in any shop. If you want to buy your tea and then you have your American dollar or your euro, Bloomberg or American dollar, then you must go to the bureau to change. You change there and go and have your coffee. That's what they've done. That's what is normal. That's what they've done.
I won't ban our stocks. Who keep our stocks? And there's no crime in keeping our stocks.
All right, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Those were the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa today when he was speaking with the journalists. Well, that notion was met by resistance, of course, folks, by some members of the business community in Mashingo who have continuously sold their goods in US dollars. New currency aside, Zimbabwe's economy has been met by several different economical problems, such as the electricity shortage in the country. This is something that's affecting businesses in different manners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, young entrepreneurs. So I'm looking to hear from you all, Zimbabwe omuhle, ukuthi konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Patinotarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. How is this affecting you, sechi zvaro cheZimbabwe? Takatarisira kuva nema business men and business women vachange vachipinda muchirongwa vari vanhu vechidiki vachange vachitudzawo kuti ivo chekutanga, what is their opinion when they're talking about quote unquote new currency iripo munyika nekuti we can't call it new nekuti tagara tichishandisa ma RTGS tagara tichishandisa Eco Cash chango chinja ndechekuti chi you can't use mari yekudzimwe nyika and by you can't means you cannot use it as an official trading currency. +12024650318 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp Zimbabwe Muhle. Oh, sorry, let me fix that. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air, or of course you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Tikutefenyura pamasai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa ubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet tiri kutepfenyura pane ma webpage edu matatu. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com. We're broadcasting live on www.voashona.com. And we're also broadcasting live on www.voandevelet.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abathanda I Facebook, we're live streaming as we speak on our three different Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So lingakhohlwi phela zulukandaba, musakanganwe kuisa ma like nema heart kana muchifarira chirongwa, kana muchifarira zvamuri kunzwa zviri kubuda pachirongwa, motiudzawo maonero enyu, nyorai pama Facebook page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. And most importantly, don't forget to share, kuitira kuti tione no uwandu hwedu.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufunukumalami, kanawutautauraneni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, @BigMike3 is the username, go Twitter, njalo go Instagram. Go to Zimbabwe Muhle, musakangano tripana pa pama page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele for the next hour. Saka msatize mchienda umchino nditsvaga ku Twitter neku Instagram, ndiri pano pa pama page edu, amofarira zvikuru sa. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe Muhle, if you just joined us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, yours only, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike, nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ye mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Nezuro chaiye takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube achianounce achiti aiwa nyika yedu haichashandise mari yekudzimwe nyika. Hanzi kana une US dollar, kana une bond, kana une pula, hanzi chimbowo makasa chimbomira nekuti haichashande munyika. Kuti tinzwe kuti nyaya iyi iri kunetsa anana businessman anana businesswoman seiko munyika, tabatawo umwe wechidiki ane business rake riri munyika, Mr. Tendai Choto. Vachoto, welcome, welcome, welcome mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Tinotenda kuva muchirongwa mukoma Mike.
Nyaya irimo mugango mainzwa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, nezuro takanzwa kuti nyaya yekushandisa mayusa, nyaya yekushandisa mapula, uyezve nyaya yekushandisa mari yekudzimwe nyika, womakasa hazvichashande munyika. Imi somwe wechidiki anoita business munyika, makatambirwa mazwi ava Mthuli Ncube seiko?
Hatina kuzvitambira nekufara nekuti tinotarisa kuti chakambokonzeresa kuti tive nemamulticurrencies chii, uyezve tagadzirisa here zvakakonzeresa kuti pekutanga tinge tine multicurrency. Takaongorora nyaya iyi tichiizeya, tinoona kuti nyika iri kuda kuprinta mari. Naizvozvo vanhu vanobva vashaya confidence nemari yemunyika yemuZimbabwe, nekuti mari yemunyika yeZimbabwe haina chiri kuisupporta. Mari kuti ive mari, vanhu vanofanira kunge vane confidence nayo. Ini ndiri umwe umwe wevanhu vakadzidza zveupfumi inova economics. So the basic definition of money is that it must be a generally accepted medium of exchange. Saka tiri kuona local currency yedu RTGS kana kuti haona kuti mabond notes achiva chinhu chiri kugamuchirika kuvanhu vazhinji nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana vimbo yekuti chinokwanisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo machiri. Saka kuiswa kwezimu dollar ndingangoti nekuscrapwa kwakaita multi-currency regime nezuro zvichakonzeresa kurwadza chaizvo kune vanhu vari mubhizimusi nekuti nyika ichange yaku vazhinji vachatadza kupokiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanoda mumabhizimusi avo nekuti currency yatinenge tichishandisa haisi kugamuchirika. Chinhu chekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunyunyuta chaizvo nekuda kwenew currency iyoyi.
Right, vachoto rega ndikubvunze, when we go back not so long ago, vamthuli Ncube vasati vatora matanho ekuva finance minister, the first thing I remember clearly him saying was, inangu, when I get into office, the first thing I want to do is remove the bond. Fast forward, he still hasn't removed the bond. The bond became what many would refer to as a trading incentive. It wasn't supposed to be a currency. So in what form, how did it then progress forward to a stage and point whereby it became the official tender and removing the other things that people regarded as official tender?
Inini sekuona kwangu ndinoona kunge vamutuli Ncube havana ku havaiuya vachida kutukuwana basa iri rekuva finance minister. Vanga vane maonero avo avaiita ekunze. Pavakapinda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vachiona the intricate of the economic situation and rather in the government, I think at one point he then realizes that he cannot maneuver very very much without controlling the monetary policy. However, I am disappointed because Professor Mutuli Ncube seemed to have made a 180-degree U-turn from what he had said, because I remember very well about, and we were excited about the coming in of Professor Mutuli Ncube. But I think it's more political than economic, because one would really not bring in, would not scrap the multi-currency regime if you have not addressed the fundamentals. And this is, there are a lot of things that are to be considered. We are a net importer. We import more than we export. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to finance the gap of our imports? All practically, right. Almost everything is imported.
Vachoto rega ndibokubatai pamuromo nditore muteereri, but I have a couple of questions ndamboverenga macomments evateereri vedu. They are very, very crucial questions that I'm hoping you can address. Saka chimbobatai parare nditore muteereri, handiti baba. Alright, utabolo kone kutwini, lukanya nganu luya chisa, kutwa sesi le currency izim dollar ikona, kutwa ngaole mali ya kwa manyamazwe, bond pula, I think city bond, pula rand US dollar panzi, no, doesn't work in the country. Wati ngtate mlaleli, sizu uti yena utini. Kola kola mtereri, wekutanga apina mjirongwa, ndiyana ripari nari.
Hello.
Hey, baba, zurufambe.
Ngiyakhuluma Nkosi yami
nje. Ah, isiphilile baba, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ngudumezweni Ndlovu.
Ndlovini, usungenile kuhlelo baba, unjani?
Hayi, ngisiphilile mfowethu.
Udaba lukhona egudwini uluzwile baba. Sesi nangu uhulumende uthi nxa ule bond, singisithi bond, nxa ule USA, nxa ule pula, nxa ule rand, hayi akusasebenze elizweni. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Okokuqala ngibone ngani uhulumende wethu ube lezigwenxa ku-economic policy. Uyabona ukuthi nxa usenza ama-decision ku-economic policy kumele kube le ndlela yokuyenza esingathi thina yi-survey, wonke into le oyenzayo izaba lomphumela onjani. Then ususenza esingathi thina economic consultative forum, ubize ama-consultative partners amaningi, then ama-ideologist amaningi, uzwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. Iso phithi ukuthi ezivabheke amanzi. So silama-institutions amakhulu anjengabo-University of Zimbabwe, o-NUST, silama-olectural professor abazingcitshi ekwenzela izinto lezi ababizwa inxa yokuthi vele yona i-education yeZimbabwe academically ikhangelelwe phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi uthi uhulumende ulezigwenxa uzahlalele ezigwenxa, ngoba kananzelele ukuthi vele imfundo iqakathekile. Iso phithi yokuthi i-decision le ayenzileyo ayilunganga. Okunye futhi enhlela ngutsho uhulumende kayenelise ukuvuselela ibhenki baba. I-banking sector eZimbabwe ifile. Abantu ababhenki bayesaba ngenxa yokuthi ibhenki ayiniki i-interest. Ibhenki kumele inike i-interest baba. Ibhenki ifana lenhliziyo epompa igazi. ezweni imali circulate omunye ayithatha umuntu A ayithatha B ayithatha C ayibole ku D ayicupha njalo njalo imali circulate sese sikhuluma ngokuvuselela iindustry yethu iindustry le bank sector kuhamba ndawonye ngumuntu lomzakho omunye ioxygen omunye ligazi abenza ibiology ungakhiphi ioxygen there's no life ungakhiphi igazi there's no life kuhamba ndawonye baba
awungitshele ke baba Ndlovu ngumuntu ongisakhulayo na
ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba ngi-handicapped ku-disability portfolio sithi thina even nanxa ngiyi-42 years ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba abantu abagogekileyo saphuza ukungena esikolo samarginalize ngakukhethi nangena ugrade 1 ngile 12 years so ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba vele uyasubtract 12 years from 42 kuthi nge-32 angizezwanga ngayezwa umumo elizwe so ngiyi-youth engaboniyo emela ilungelo labantu njalo ngithanda ukuthi uhulumende abantu abagogekileyo bathwele nzima kakhulu abangaboni kalungisa into zakhe ze-economy a consult into ethuphayo ukuthi akukhonsa kunje thina bangaboniyo sibizwanga o council for the blind abatshelwanga o national league for the blind azange batshelwe abantu abangaboniyo bathwele nzima kulama talking systems asincedisayo ukuthi sisebenzise izimali zwane ezizibuyayo you know I get to wonder abasifuni phezulu ukuthi basiconsult basiqhathe sibatshele ukuthi sifunani sithwele nzima labo gogo emakhaya abakwazi izinto lokho so we need to have a consultative forum singakwenzi izinyo izinto bonani ukhulumende kumele uqalisele khona ikho phela ukubusa kwangkhona madoda
right awungitshele ke Ndlovu njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka nina njengabantu angithi ushilo wathi ngumuntu ongisakhulayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abaphilela izweni how are you surviving bafo how
kuzima baba siphila ngegod's grace kuja kubudgeteki uyisiguya family person abantwana sehle ukuthi siyaba angila sicathulo ngihamba esicathulo esisodwa I'm a teacher by profession sebeze bewas lapha ukudlula ubaba uDumezweni uDlovu nqa ngiyathi usicathulo sami sesisibobokile can you imagine we just khathaza labantwana abasela inspiration they can't even see they can't even wish when I was learning way back I used to be like my teacher I used to be like you my professor yakhumbula ngisakhula ngangihawukela ukuthi baba umgabo ukhuluma njani isikhiwa ngangilezil ukuthi I would need to pass I need to read o Shakespeare pass ngibe yilinguist but that zeal has just vanished
Hayi sikuzwile Ndlovini danki ngokungena kuhlelo make sure ukuthi next week uzaba ukhona ngithi baba
Ngiyabonga obe thanks very much
baba. Thank you so much right liyamuzwa ayi ngibonela ama hearts lama likes vele they were raining abantu bayathanda lokho kushiwe ngundlovu undlovu ushilo wathi hayi first things first it's very important for people to consult the all stakeholders elizweni libabuza ukuthi kanti is this exactly what you guys want before making ama decisions akhona Very, very happy about the fact ukuthi we have one member of the business community elizweni uTendai Choto. Tendai uchiripo parunarera.
Ndiripo.
Right. Imanzi wazwa zwitaurwa na vandlovu here ka vandombo kutsana ngurai.
Ndisana ngurirei.
Right. Ndlovu was making a lot of points there. The first one being he finds it very important that before government makes decisions they need to consult all stakeholders. You of course being part of the business community elizweni. Were you guys consulted or makango muka ozwakungonzi no more USA no more pula no more rand?
There was no consultation. I actually found it on a I learned of this on Friday afternoon. There is a journalist I follow called Wopo Shinono. He made the announcement on his page that there is something that is cooking. And yes, we knew that this is the only last route that the government would take, really, because they cannot maneuver in stabilizing the economy. According to Professor Mkilinobe, using the U.S. dollar. But however, I think he is actually, this will worsen the situation on the ground because people have no confidence in the RTGS. Mm. It has been eroded of value. So you can't really introduce something and ban something that is valuable, something that is critical to the functioning of a number of things, sectors in Zimbabwe, and say that there is no more multi-currency regime. Like I earlier on said, that this will not end well. We need the sufficient conditions that are necessary for the reintroduction of a Zim dollar. I don't know whatever term we may call it when it comes, but I think it must be backed by production, and it cannot just be introduced.
Right. Ndine umwe muteereri parunare, but regai ndikubvunzei one more question before I go to the caller.
Okay.
Now, you know, usually manzwa zvataurwa navamunangagwa, he was saying kuti it's very important for any country in the world to have their own currency. He was talking about how Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. How he's saying, Kuti, some people, there's some people, like I explained earlier on, who are very defiant, who are still selling stuff, Nema Yusa, Nema Rand, and so forth in their stores. Vamunangagwa vari kuti aiwa chinhu chakakosha zvikuru sakuitira kuti nyika ive necurrency yavo. You know, if you go to Britain, you use the British pound. If you come to America, you use the US dollar. If you go to Botswana, you use the Botswana pula. If you go to South Africa, you use the South African rand. So what's wrong with Zimbabwe using the Zimbabwean dollar?
Okay, fine. First and foremost, I totally agree that a country, a sovereign country, must have its own currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the currency must be supported because there is no need to introduce a currency that we are seeing freely floating on the, because we use the black market as the basis of what's going on, what's the value of that currency. It's losing value. It's not gaining. There is no meaningful production that's happening in Zimbabwe. So once we do not, if we do not have the sufficient conditions to support a currency, we should not jump the gun and just say we want to have our own currency for the sake of having our own currency. The question that people would have in their mind is, are we not heading to troubled waters of 2008? Because we should have learned from 2008, the economic tsunami and earthquake that we experienced as Zimbabweans, and I think we have institutional memory to go back to understand what worked and what did not work. So we cannot continue to do same things and expecting different results. To me, I'm not impressed. But it is the right thing to have a currency. But the currency should be backed by production. But we have no real production in the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, regai nditore mutereri vachoto, then ndokudzoka kwamuri. Ndokunzwa kuti ndine mutereri, ekwengweni, kola mutereri, mapinda muchirongwa, ngubano kone kwengweni. Mutereri, hello?
Hello?
Yes, papa, unjani? Mkoma haripari nare hapo ndiani?
Mkoma ngoni.
Mkoma ngoni, ndimi kama topinda mchirongwa, tino mkamchire?
Tapinda. Imita merina yonde kwa re, nangire, yes, tisa, nauri farira, because nika yungu matambo, because yes, right now, tika tarisa. Kutuwa, isa, kutatia ndija, ato tisha ande nita. My price, my shop, because Vakuda was here up and red, but one of Tengaji was as a shant, what is in the Rupinda Mika? The Bagun, the rooms is a thing with the forex, but the forex, as it got up, China Munika, and it's going to be in sorrow. The local part, the Swarom, boy pass.
Zvino mukomangoni ndimi kamuri pa ground apa kuZimbabwe. Tiudzeiwo kuti imi muri kurarama sei sezvo economy vanhu vari kuchema chema kuti yane nguva refu zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Wongu kurama kwaoma because vakati asati vashandise tikarareta mari acho nemareta ari munhu akutambira mosvazhinji akutambira $25-$30 havasina mari tichararama.
Manje kana makuti munhu wese ari kutambira $20 $30 vamunangagwa ava vari kuti nezirofu zvekare takanzwa mutuli ncube achitaurawo zvinhu zvakafanana vachiti isu taakudzosa dhora kuitira kuti zvinhu zvese zvive normal munyika. Hanzi kana makutenga nekuti muri kumhanya muchiti kubasa taakuda kubhadharwa neusa nekuti hanzi patopinda mashop tobhadharwa nevanhu vari kuti mashopkeeper vari kuti aiwa isu pane price yakachipa yeusa asi bond riri kudhura zvinhu zvese zvofana hanzi maprices amfaudzika. Imi hamubvumirani nazvo here hanzi ndizvo zvatakazviitira kaizvozvo.
Haina handibvumirani nazvo bond isu tofanira kushandisa. Yes, the regime will stabilize. You can't have our own currency because we can't have any industry. The economy is going to be at least the U.S. So no boy to stabilize.
Mm-hmm. I watch out for that. Now I'm coming on it. Not in the school. No, I'm going to move okay next week. And
this.
Right. Zulu Ganda Bali Amuzo. Now I'm going to Zana Ungoni. I'm going to uta hai mina angitembi loko kwenziwe nguhulumende hanzi izvi zvakaitwa nahurumende. This notion that was done by government I pansi, I don't support it. That is okay. Kuna wachoto, tanzo kutu warukuti. Mkoma choto mchiri popa runare.
Mchiri popa runare mkoma Mike.
Right, watiru warukupinda mchirongo warukuchema warukuchema. Ndambo vere nga imwe comment apapa page redure VOA ndebele. Muna avunza vunzo wakanaka zvikuru sa. Vandi vunza nyaye ma foreign banks. Pane wano angawane ma bank account where they used to put ma US dollars ne marie kunze kwenyika. Varukuti, they, what exactly is going to happen with those accounts? You guys are in the business community. I would like to believe at some stage and point you were working with foreign currency importing stuff.
For sure.
Hmm.
We are not so sure because, you know, this move was just a fast move that has caught everyone unawares. So, and they, you know, the advent of the social media also makes things worse because there are already messages which are circulating on social media that banks have been stopped from allowing people to access their Nostro accounts. I'm not saying this is an official position. I don't know. I am yet to find out. But if that is the case, it is very regrettable because at some stage, people's FCA accounts, if they are raided, then we are just defeating ourselves. We are not creating the necessary confidence that people would want to invest into Zimbabwe. People would want to do business with us. They have that level of comfort and confidence. So I can't comment on assumptions, but we have to hear what is the next move and how it will be communicated to us as the people in the business and as entrepreneurs. But I think at the moment there is panic. There is a lot of misinformation that is being peddled, and one is really to be selective with information that is coming through. But if it is true, it's really regrettable, and we should learn from the past. I always say the past should always give us lessons. Mm-hmm. It is a key teacher of what not to do and also what to do. So we have been on this road before, and we should learn from the mistakes of the past.
Right. Tichiri panyai mwechete your Forex. We've spoken with a couple of young people and businesses, and some of them are saying, when I buy my stuff, I use rands. I go to South Africa, I buy my stuff. When I buy my stuff, I use pulas. I go to South Botswana, I buy my stuff to import. When I go to other places, some places say they want US dollars. So now that the government is saying that the local tender, the official tender, is going to be the bonds, the EcoCash, and the RTGS, where are you guys as the business community supposed to get this Forex from?
If I read very well what Professor Mchelenyobe said yesterday, he says that they are going to support the interbank. But it has to be seen how they are going to support it. And Zimbabwe practically is a net importer, as I earlier on said. 90% of the things that are being consumed in Zimbabwe are being imported. Mm-hmm. So that is the key challenge to say, how are they going to fund that? And does the interbank have the capacity to provide for the Forex requirement? One has to see, and it's still too early. But what I've seen today in Harare is that people continued accepting US dollars. and I think the big players, they took a position. I won't mention names, but I went into a big space shop. I wanted to get into their shop this morning. They were closed. So, but the small guys in Kaguri, they were accepting US dollars. So I think actually people will continue trading in the instrument that they feel comfortable about, because you can't go to, you have entrepreneurs who are going to South Africa, to China, to Dubai, bringing wares into the country. They if they accept the RTGS dollar, they will not be able to restock. So it's a tight situation, and one we have to navigate it properly. And let's see. You know, it's now a question of going to be wait and see. But as I've said earlier on, it won't end well. That's the general feeling that I have. But whatever move that is not inclusive, a move that is too fast to trade, that is not support of the people, people may just reject it. Because really, a currency should be generally accepted. If people don't accept it, it defeats its purpose of being a currency.
All right, Mkoma Choto, regai ndukubate ipa mromo, nditore umo mtereri. It's a matter of confidence. Ndizo zurutawa na Tendai. Matter of confidence. Anzivanu are not confident in the RTGS. Imi, vateri redu, are you confident? +12024650318. Tinyore message pa WhatsApp. Lako njalo ugusifonela live. Ekwe ngweni, lingene lani guhlelo. Live on air. Lingasifonela guhle ingo. Inombolongu. +12026192077. Kutu wangyezo njalo ugusi. Sengilomu laleli ekwe ngweni. Kola kola mtereri. Mapinda mjirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Zuru kufambe.
Makasimbe, nukua Mike.
Ah, mushe, mushe. Ariparu, nari hapa ndiani?
Ndo zikutu, nukomba ndiriku fona ndiripa Messina.
Mkoma gomba wariku Messina uko. Zuru kufambe, yereku Messina uko.
Ah, paka ipa.
Ndimi ka muru kunze kwe nyika. Anzi, marienyu ya muru kunze. Aicha shande mnyika. Munuati inazo izoso.
Nyairi pwanti ya kutiwa mturi mwe wakangu fana lele munu arukuma matiri chie msoro yuwa chizo mudumbu. Nukuti kutara pandiri kita ndiko kutapana zara unya suzati chishi mbiti kapashu hiti nikula kwa kuti nyai ya kudona kemari Zimbabwe shaka tanga muna 2001 wasika topu zio kutikuja kushanda ma US dollar kana zima mari zikutu nyikanditi ya kushika muna 2008 kuburiza ni inclusive ndio zvakazvita kuti zvisa mari ku America ni dzimwe mari dzakaita zvemaranzi iri nyaya yekurakedza kumutsidza upfumi saka so far vamutuli mwe kuti vazvisuka pakuzeta dano ravatora iri vari kufungidzira kuti kushandiswa kwedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika ndizvo zviri kudonza economy asi iri nyaya industry kuti munyika hamuna industry inoita kuti tikwanise kusumuka mune zveupfumi.
Zvino mukoma gomba chodi nekuti hurumende iri kuti aiwa nhasi ikubva nezuro taakushandisa bond taakushandisa RTGS taakushandisa eco cash todi kuti tiendere mberi tivake nyika yedu kuitira kuti munhu wesafari
kuti nyika igondokuendera mberi chachirungodiwa chitenya kuti iendere mberi shandisa mari dzekudzimwe nyika tokwanisa kusumudza chinhu chinonzi indastry kuti chinhu chakauraya indastry kuti nyaya ye51% yavaitora iyi vari kutonza ndizvo ndovakauraya nyika vanhu ivava havasi kuda kuti tsuro idye uswa hwakareba ndezvavasiri kungoona chinhu zvatiri kungoona apa because ivo kudzimba dzavanhu ivo vaka vana muchuri nivava bhondo havatombodibata.
Saka imi doza angu kuti munombosvikawo munyika muri kurarama seiko mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika zvina hazvina kumira mushe muri kurarama sei
kurarama pakaita mukoma nekuti kana vari kumusha vachisowa zvakutongosvika pakutongoaomera maona saka mhino kuti ivo vachazvifambisawo sei asi haipapa pakatooma zvigonogamuchirika zviri nyore izvi
aiwa mukoma gomba takunzwa zvakanaka tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. Aiwa musatye mukoma chirongwa ndechenyu chogara chikufonerai mopota muchingodzoka handiti
handika maita basi.
Right, utabalo kone kutwini mtswakazo muhle simlaleli tine umwe mutereri abva kupinda pachirongwa tinotenda vagomba kola kola mutereri abva kupinda muchirongwa ndiani ari parunare mlaleli
yebo
unjani kutaka.
Ndinofara.
Ariparunare apo ndiani?
Ndirobert ari kutaura mukoma.
Mukoma Robert. Mapinda muchirongwa ndiri kuona kuti muri kusouth africa uko muri kupi kusouth africa?
Ndiri kuRustenburg.
Hanzi na hurumende mari yenyu yamogara muchiunza marand dzenyu hatisha hanzi chimbomira muri kutumira hama dzenyu kumusha asi hama dziri kuti hatichakwanise kuishandisa munyika munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Ini semaone zvisaro pane mashoko aya akataurwa nevakuru vamaVP vakati it won't work. Hazvishandi izvi it won't work.
Asi mukoma Robert VP, mukoma Robert VP vakati it won't work, it will work, you will work and it will work. Saka VP vakati zvichashanda nenharo nangomukadii.
Yeah. kuti nyangwa dzonga dai kuti mpezo kutaurwa nevamwe vanhu vese vari kutaurawa ichokwadi kuti motokari takayadzokuta for a reason takayadzokuta nekuda kwezvikodzero nekuda kwezvinhu zvaitinetsa mukati menyika yedu ende zvinhu izvona nhasi zvisiripo saka there is no point yekuti motokari iyo aikwe stretch out ndaekuti achiri kutodiwa zvakasimba kuti ange ari anoshanda for the betterment yeupenyu hwevanhu vemuzimbabwe dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vakata sana mutilimuri ava vanouya zvishuva vane shungu yekuita basa zvakanaka I remember takapeke tina vasimba makoni sometime takauta vana gono munhuki murezidenti muya muya but vanhu iva vane njere dzavo dzakapinza izvozvo vanti vapinda mugavenment yezanupi yekuchet hamena kuti zvinoitika vanenge vanochinjwa here mafungiro wopuwa mamwe maideologies asingashandi asinese vanhu imi semaonero andokuta ndeyekuti pavanenge vari kuti mari iyoyi uri kuishandisa palocal market dzedu ipapapo ndiwo kuti vazotumira vanhu vaemusika mutema vachinotora iyo maforeign currency iwa avari kuti iwayo hapanonda ari kushanda for their own good which is very unfair which is very selfish of our leaders saka semaonero andiri kuita imi inhaho ndotinonzi chamutengure chamutawa nhava mwana wosvamudumbu mai wosvamusana abereka mwedzi yaani pakadai apo
haiwa takunza zvikuru samukoma Robert tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handesi
zvakanaka I thank you so much
right nangu munye umlaleli uyangena kuhlelo uRobert uti hayi loko kwenziwa nguhulumende I'm not happy kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye lwesimo somnotho Zimbabwe muhle nguva ndidzo dzakuenda ai nguva dzinomhanya mani nguva kuZimbabwe uko dzava 837 kunoko kuAmerica 237 chirongwa The Connection lilami uMike Hove tichiri panyaya imwe chete as we continue the conversation about the current state of the Zimbabwean economy another thing that seems to be affecting isimo somnotho elizweni nyaya yeproduction mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika is the issue of power cuts now not so long ago Minister of Energy and Power Mr. Fortune Chasi himself echoed sentiments wachita nyika yedu owes so much money to Eskom and other companies that give us power This is something that's affecting entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and everyday people in Lizweni. Let's take a look as they tell us more.
It's about 6 to 7 hours overnight. Not static as you can get from the market. So as a result, we start going to deliver, but already to my clients ready to go. I think we can't have to maneuver, but already in time.
Kuti tibike chaiko kana kuti mwana adye poriji makuseni zvine zvida magetsi kutiwo mai udye kuti udini zvese zvokuzasaka magetsi every day tinenge tisina kana magetsi techingori murima sezvamuri kuona izvozvo zvitatojaira zvinhu zvokuverenga vana havachatoverengika kondaiwane mari ndatenga kendru ndatenga kuti zvikuni zvacho hazvizobudi nekuti nzvazvo zvakatoma kendru racho rodhura zve huni dzazodhura saka kutoverenga kwevana chaiko kwakutoramba kutonesa vaakungotamba mumastriti umu tozongovadedza vachipinda mumba kwachena kwakwatovata
utaba lukhona egudwini abantu bayakhalala bathi izinto azimanga kuhlelizwe umnumzana wokuqala yena sisithi ugesi luyahamba ngo-5 bese lubuya hayi during the night so umuntu sokumele ukuthi atshintshe i-clock yakhe asebenze ebusuku ukuze athole ithuba lokusebenza lapho kulo gesi lizwe njalo omunye ugogo umama esekhuluma esithi abantwana bona labo they can't read anymore ngoba ngathi sengiyothenga ikhandlela hayi liyabiza imali eningi njalo if I go buy firewood yabiza imali eningi angiselayo imali yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto so ngiyabashiya abantwana bayosibhodela bayodlala ngaphandle nxa sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sibabize bangene phakathi siyababiza kodwa hayi kuthiwa the whole day umntwana uyazebe ezenzela intando yakhe ngaphandle ngenxa yokuthi ngamtshela ukuthi buya come it's time to read I can't ngoba kumele yena they need electricity lights for them to read Nantu tabulu kone kutwini isimo somnotho siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka mamira akaita upfumi wenyika anzi kuZimbabwe zvona zvina kumira mushe asine zuro Professor Mthuli Ncube vaka introducer vakati nyayenyu yekuuya nemayusa yekuuya nemapula nekuuya nemarand chimbomirai womakasa hamuchakwanisa kuzvishandisa anzi it's not a bad thing having it on you by the way nokuti pandakaonawo padandemutande some people thought that maybe it's now illegal for me to have forex. No, that's not what Professor Mthuli Ncube was saying. He was saying it's okay for you to have forex. If you have forex, keep all the forex. If you have $1 billion, it's all right. Keep it. Kodwa, you can't use it to trade, elizweni. Kodwa sokumele uye ebhanga uyotshintsha imali yakho and you come back nama USA nebond bese uyothenga isinkwa uyothenga ichukela ngezinto ezijeneyo. There's certain things that you can still use your US dollars, your rands, your pulas for, such as air flights and you know, people in the business community, you can still use it to go buy your goods ngaphandle kwelize. Kodwa elizweni, when you're buying ichukela, when you're buying isinkwa and the basic essential necessities, kumele usebenzise I local currency. Nantu tabalu kone kutwini. But joining me is my second guest. He's also a young entrepreneur, elizweni. He's the co-founder of Open Minds Initiative. He was here not so long ago in Washington DC. Ngale World Bank ebanikeza labo inkulumo. He was talking about development. Ngasixoxisana ngokuthuthukisa kana tichitaura nezvekusimudzira vanhu vechidiki. Joining me live via telephone kubva kuZimbabwe uko ndivatate naMagetsi. Mr. Magetsi, Welcome mune chirongwa chedu.
Thank you, Mkoma Mike. Zviri sei?
Mushe, Mkoma, zviri kufamba.
Kubata-bata, ungoona nyudzi dzatiri kutaura.
Right, ndachimbotaurawo navatendai choto, navo he's a businessman munyika. Ndichivatsanangurira ndikati nezuro takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube vachiti hanzi, kana une bond rako, hanzi kana une pula rako, kana une rand, kana une USA, chimbomira kuzvishandisa munyika nekuti hazvichabvumidzwa. Wakufana kuenda ku bank onochinja mari yako obata bond obata RTGS oya uzotenga zvinhu zvako munyika. Imi seve chidiki varuta zvema business muri kuzvitambira sei munyika?
Izvi zvinhu zvekuti zvino logic yazvo ino doubtika nguva zhinji because ukatarisa kuti panotorwa currency yakafanana neZim dollar yobva yariintroducing Zim dollar back into the system as be so currency in a mono currency type of an economy. Isusu tisina confidence ne Zim dollar rachona hazvina kwazvinotisvidza. So this decision by the government to choke down the idea yekuti accept ma bond inoti affect nenyaya yekuti hakuna munhu angade ku chingeta bond kuti mangwana rinongomukara kwira mune saka izvichawedzera pressure pakuti vanhu vatsvage ma US dollar kuti vangogara vakachengeta mari inoita si inochengeteka zviri consistent.
Asi imi seve chidiki vane mabhizinesi munyika muri kushanda seiko? This is not a surprise. Vacho tovambotsanangura vakati this seems to be a repetition. Zvakaitika not so long ago kuZimbabwe tatine mabalance checks takaita Zim dollar pakauya zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana kwakuya RTGS zvekare. So this is not new to Zimbabwe. Imi seve chidiki muri kushanda sei?
Ukatarisa Section Instrument 142 of 2019 yakati iyala ichiintroducea zvekutiita Zim dollar radzoka. Ukatarisa kuti pazvese zvayakataura nezvayakaexplaina hapana mobvira pane anything chakanyorwa kuti chakarambidza kuti mapurize achargwe in US ozoretwa into bond. Saka indinogona kungoudza munhu kuti service yangu i20 US iyozonibhadhara equivalent ye20 US in bond. That is the only strategy inenge iripo but chance mapurizes yeUS.
Alright, it's about equivalency, it's about confidence. Bataipa runare wa magetsi, nitange nidzokere kuna vachoto, tinzo kutuwa noti. Vachoto, mchiripo pa runare rapo. Mr. Choto?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Right, nyaye confidence keeps coming up. Earlier on, we were watching ZCTU give a press conference, and for them, they said what Mthuli did was illegal. Is that true?
They said it was what?
It was illegal. Hanzi introduction nzira yavakaunzawo nyaya yekuti hapachisina nyaya yekushandisa multi currencies munyika. Vaka ivo vanoti nemaundo avo it's illegal. Is that is what Mr. Professor Mthuli Ncube doing or what he did per se legal? Is it is he allowed to do that to just wake up muti is a shade ta kushandisa currency?
Yeah, I think he's enacted through the Ministry of Finance at, and as the one who oversees the RBZ.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the issue of the legalities of it, that's for lawyers to find out. But what we simply know and what we have observed as people in business and as young people in business is that he is actually... This will make things very difficult for people to maneuver, and I agree with my colleague what he was saying also too, that the manner in which it has been introduced, it leaves a lot to be desired, because it's almost like one has just to has come in with an intervention, but I look at it as a policy ambush, in my definition, because government has to foster certainty, has to foster business continuity. Some of these decisions, I really don't know if they are fostering now the business continuity, and the businesses are just going to go out of business if they are not able to restock.
Mm-hmm. All right, regai tu bate pamromo vachoto nditore mtereri, but I'm coming back because I like the idea, what the point that you guys mentioned, the idea of confidence for an economy to grow. But regai ntangenda mtereri, and then I'll come back to both of you as my guests. Kola mtereri, ndukunza otu maashrika parunare, usukona, usungeni leguselo, apinda mchirongwa ndia.
Nito mati nyashan.
Ndia nari parunare?
Thomas Nyashano, Gaborone, Botswana.
Ah, dumelang, Thomas, okay?
Literra.
Ah, naki, thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome. Walena, Thomas. What's your opinion on everything happening in Kozimbabwe?
Okay, Mukoma Jonga, nyaya ilipo ipachena ipapo. I think nyaya kuti vanhu havachabvumirwa kushandisa maforex ayo inyaya yekuda kusechana muhomwe, just because maanzotarira vanhu vana Mthuli Ncube vakamboya vachiti na president vachiti wakaonekwa uchiita break market uchasungwa uchaenda kujeri for 10 years, vakanatsokuona kuti zvaramba kushanda. Nhasi uno akudzoka neyekuti chavari kuda chikwadi chokwadi chavari kuda vanoda kukorekta foreign currency yese iri muvanhu kuti vakwanise kushandisa ivo nemhuri dzavo, vakwanise kurarama vachibhururuka vachienda munyika dzavanoda. That's why vakatagetwa masanction vanhu ivavo.
Mara Thomas,
they are time
utlo. Is there not a possibility ahore, like you said, they're trying to collect forex, but it being the idea yokuti vowanawo forex yokupa business community kuitira kuti in turn you boost the economy?
Yeah, on the other hand, it's okay, but that is not the right way of collecting the foreign currency from these individuals. I'm supposed to bring my own foreign currency. No kuda kwete kunzi ichaenda unosiya kubank kana wasiya kubank. Handi muri kuona kuti zvese zvati namavalue change munyika yeZimbabwe. Zvese zvakavhariswa. Why? Just because those people, they train by all means to collect all the foreign currency from the union. For all these are the local guys. Nevese vari kunze kwenyika vakuzama kuda kutora foreign currency. Hazvishamisa nhasi uno muchazo nyaya ichange yakubuda muZimbabwe vachange vakutaura kuti munhu wese ari kutumira foreign currency abva kunze kwenyika achange yakungopisa mabhenki achingopiwa bond paper. Bond paper iroro hazvina kwarinoshanda bond paper iroro. Kubatsirana kuri pachena chaiko chaiko kuti whether you like or not, just bring it. It's me who's going, who has got the power to have that foreign currency, not iwewe. Saka I don't think kuti zvakataura Mthuli Ncube kuti uprofesa hwavo uprofesa chaivo chaivo, nokuti uprofesa chaivo chaivo anatoziva ka you must know that kuti munin'ina wangu he should have this foreign currency, kwete kuti foreign currency uye cheche kwandiri muhomwe mangu kana ndoshandisa inini ndiri muhurumende. Makaona ni maborders, right? Can I still declare more tenants? Because you have to use, you have to pay in foreign currency.
Yeah.
But in that, I think not. It's a means of correction in the foreign currency background. But they are supposed to correct it so nicely. Because I know Warumi, Mugona pane nyika. Nika inaka na foreign currency. Saka Twitter says they were supposed to do the outreach programs. Like Bunza Mwana, just because nika itongo ni munhu one. Tinamaone rakasiyana siyana vafanonga vachibvunzwa kuno uyo nouyo nouyo tese toto and then the tova nechisungo chimwe chete chokuti wara papuda at least about 3/4 of Zimbabwe kuti hazvakadi. So what can we do? I like to say mtuti nuve ndiye anongo propose and then na munangagwa vobva vapasisa. What's that?
Yakaudzwa ra
and makatana nyika dzafana we are in Botswana. Botswana no not depend on a diamond. But apana magetsa kudzimwa.
Akaudzwa ra akaudzwa. Thank you so much Thomas ndokupinda muchirongwa.
Danki ntate.
Danki tangi papa. Right, Zulukandaba Manzwa, the Thomas Angariparu Nare. That was Thomas on the line. He was explaining his opinion. He's saying Zimbabwe, Makasa, you have to fix certain issues before you move over. Right, let me go back to my guest, Andotanga Kunava Maketsi. Vama Ketsi, mchiripo paru nare rapo. Right, you touched on something very essential, the issue of confidence. Now, Hurumende has made this move where they say, okay, right, from today onwards, we're using bonds. How do we then move forward to ensure that people start gaining confidence in the bond, in the RRTGS system, in the EcoCash? How do we move forward? Because for the economy to be fixed, like you said, we need to be confident.
You see, confidence is in my opinion, you know, we are through revocation of SI 142 of 2019. No longer those solutions. The government, like if you watch my declaration of my declaration of challenges I took my workers last week. My workers in Majinji, anga kuchi request my payments in the US. So by that the government goes in the US. So that people do not keep on wishing to have pay like my salary paid in US. And it's a choked down decision. You see, but it is manano gain a confidence. You see, yes, but you have to know that when it starts in the way to get that, I'm not going to be a man.
Pastor, 5 minutes muchirongwa, so let me go back to Vachoto and have him wrapping it up. Vachoto, muchiripo parunare. Right, pastor, 5 minutes muchirongwa, so I guess this will be my last question to you. No power over my gates, mkano kutuwa varo muchirongwa. Hansi Zimbabwe is open for business. Imataura nyaye confidence. Vamnanga gwaruti, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Zimbabwe is open for business. Imin dimiwe business community wacho. How do we move forward ensuring that our currency is backed with some kind of confidence?
Okay. I want to end by calling for political reform in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that most of the problems that we are facing in Zimbabwe, though we are trying to tackle them from an economic point, they are stemming out from a contestation at the political arena. So we need to have a very open conversation and dialogue amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans, first and foremost, to say we have had contested elections. And this issue has not been truly resolved. So once we move to political reform, I feel and I think that the economy will solve itself naturally. Because this thing that we are trying to attract, be it FDI, it's capital movement.
Mm-hmm.
Capital is timid. It does not go to places that are hostile. It does not go to places that have policy ambushes, where you just wake up and you hear that there is no more use of this currency, this is what is going to happen. You know, you need to create credibility. So this level of credibility is by two major political parties in the country to come together on the table and discuss outstanding issues. Once they have resolved that, I want to tell you, it doesn't take long to stabilize the economy. We might be fighting and losing battle. So the two main political actors have to find each other, put aside their arrogances, put aside their elements of pride, come together to say, let's save the economy, because there are hardships on the road.
Mkoma choto, vachamisa wakata anzi shunjuka naka munyika 2 weeks to gono gadzirisa chunuchi. Is that even possible?
No, that's being childish of President Nelson Chamisa of MDC. I am neither ZANU-PF nor MDC, mm-hmm. but what I know, our problems are stemming from a political crisis, and that crisis has to be resolved, and that's what we need. We need leadership. Leadership from the other end of the party and leadership from also the Chamisa side. They need to come together and solve the problems for Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are desperate. This is a dire situation which needs a political solution so that the economic solution will be easier road to go through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tendai Choto, economist, entrepreneur. Thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongo wa Choto.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Mike.
All right.
Thank you to your viewer.
Thank you. Perfect. Have a good night. Todzo kira kuna Mama Getsi. Mama Getsi, 2 minutes zasara mchirongwa. Manzo wazwa tauru wanawa choto. Petai chirongwa mkoma.
Great. Zashitara na mkoma choto. Kutu the government yaka fosa no mausi in a situation isati ya they ready for that. I think there are a lot of economic and political fundamentals which still need to meet before we rush to issues of declaring economic normalcy. Because normalcy of the economy is not declared, it's achieved. That's the difference. If we do not declare it is normal, we achieve normalcy, the process which we have to go through. But the government tried to short circuit that and declare it is normal because we've made this decision on our own. And some of the people, they are presumably based on that and really need to consider the sustainability of some decisions before bringing them into the public sphere. Mm. For the safety of us as citizens and of course for their own integrity as a government of a nation.
Saga, tichipeta chirongwa toti, is Zimbabwe open for business, yay or na?
Nah.
I want to note that.
When I'm coming, my dear, Zimbabwe, it's only Kujara before the Dintagrani money, which I'm really not a fan of Changa. It's another process that the investors to go through. And my investors want to give their same question both time is money. We have to chase away people from doing business, which means Zimbabwe, we say we are open for business, but we have all our doors gated and closed.
Mm-hmm. I want Kunzo Aizwakanaka Mkoma Tatenda. I wish the program could last longer so we could have you more and more and more and more and more Pachirongwa. But Mkoma Ndiyo Ajikanana Tinotenda Shukuru Nekupina Pachirongwa.
Thank you, Mkoma Mike.
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle Sekusele 1 minute Kutlelo Letu Lapasa Kulaya Pasara 1 minute Mchirongwa Chino Buruka Chino Mara Tinotenda Shukuru Munuwesa Pida Mchirongwa Tatina Vatenda Ichoto. He's an entrepreneur, he's an economist. Tatina Jakare Vatatenda Magetsi Ndivoka co-founder Wesangano. He's a co-founder Wentlanganiso a Open Mind Initiative. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenele ukuhlelo. Sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu. Sivala uhlelo. Nangu umnumzana uDennis uthi nyaya yemari haida kunyanya kudzidza. Anzi haidi square foot nema formula. Nangu Bruce uthi the issue of the new currency I think is riddled with skepticism. The government should take more time to introduce money. Iskatsam says pelile zulugandava da tenda zukuru munuesa pinam chirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. This is the Live Talk, the connection with your boy Mike Hove. I'm your host, Zimbabwe Muhle. Good night. Bye bye.
Nera kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino Studio 7
tichitepenyura tiri mu Washington DC linyali